Recently, our website came out with the rankings of the 100 best and 100 worst jobs in America. And shazam, the worst job in America? Mine. I'll tell you why it's actually not. Today on Michigan Radio, I'm sports commentator John Eubakin. A company called CareerCast.com ranked more than 1,000 American jobs and determined that the worst job in the nation is not garbage collector, animal cage cleaner, or even Lindsay Lohan's sobriety tester, but journalist. Yes, score, booyah. They based their rankings on four criteria: the workplace environment, the industry's future, the job's average income, and stress. Okay, it's true, newsrooms are not pretty places. The future does look bleak for newspapers. You can make more money doing a lot of other things. And yes, the stress is very real. The hours are bad, and many of our customers think they can do it better than we can, and they often are nice enough to take the time and tell us that. But journalists themselves have reacted to this ranking with all the cool, collected calm of Geraldo Rivera or Nancy Grace. But here's why. Newsrooms aren't for everybody, but we like them. The hustle and bustle and energy and urgency. We like the stress, too, no matter how much we complain about it, because it comes with doing work we think actually matters. As for the future, it's true, newspapers are committing a slow suicide, and that's hard to watch. But my college students read more stories on the internet every day than we ever read in newspapers. We haven't figured out how to make money from the internet yet, where everybody expects everything to be free, but we will. We are Americans. Figuring out how to make popular things pay is what we do. True, the salaries aren't great, especially when you're starting out, but everybody I know is doing much better than the average cited. And if you stick with it, you can actually make a pretty good living in this business. But that's beside the point. I don't know a single soul who got into journalism or teaching, preaching, or nursing for that matter, for the money. And if they did, well, like Rick in Casablanca, they were misinformed. These rankings are based on the assumption that work is a necessary evil, so our goal should be to minimize the pain while maximizing the gains. By this cynical formula, if you can limit the hassle while taking the most, you win. That you actually might be passionate about what you do, or even that you should be, is not part of their equation. But the vast majority of journalists I've worked with are extraordinarily passionate about their work, far more than the soulless corporate suits that closed their newspapers instead of selling them to investors who longed to keep them alive. I turned down law school to do this, and I still consider that one of the best decisions of my life. When you spend your life doing something you love, you're probably going to do it better and with better people. Michigan's late professor, Christopher Peterson, discovered that the biggest factor in job satisfaction is not pay or prestige, but having one great friend at work. Well, in this business, I've had dozens of great friends, and I still do. Another bonus, I am never bored. Let me repeat that. I am never bored. Ever. I don't need more vacation, I just need more hours in the day. When making most decisions, analysis and feedback are crucial. But in the two most important decisions of your life, your work and your partner, the heart has reasons of which the mind knows nothing. And that's why Freud said that when it comes to love and work, you must follow your heart and not your head. Find work you love and forget the rest, including moronic rankings in business magazines. Because if you believe their priorities, you might find yourself in a joyless job compiling moronic rankings in business magazines. And that would be a terrible waste.